Right now, though, at 9:08, I love the way David Seymour is describing the size of cabinet and the number of government departments. Love it. He says the whole lot are, quote, a big, complicated, bureaucratic beast. And he is spot on. Here are the numbers that say it all. We have 82 portfolios, 28 ministers, and 41 separate government departments and agencies. If that doesn't sound like a complicated beast, I don't know what does. So no argument from me. No argument either from Oliver Hartwich, who was executive director of the New Zealand Initiative think tank. He says part of the problem is that we have created all of these different outfits that pretty much look after similar things. Have a listen to this example he gave Mike earlier.
In New Zealand, of course, we split all sorts of things just for the sake of actually creating some portfolios, keeping some politicians happy, making sure the coalition partner is happy. But the result of that is something that doesn't make sense. For example, we have a minister of housing, but we also have a minister of building and construction. These are two different people, as if these two issues wouldn't have anything to do with each other. Or if you're serving in the armed forces, your minister is Judith Collins as the defense minister. Once you retire from the armed forces, your minister is Chris Peng, because that's Veterans Affairs. And so we split all these different things into micro portfolios to the point it doesn't make any sense.
Makes no sense at all. Well, I don't think so. Oliver Hartwich, he thinks we could get away with having as few as 15 cabinet ministers instead of the 28 we have at the moment. But he reckons maybe 20 is more realistic, although he also told Mike that he heard Ruth Richardson say recently that she thinks we should have no more than 12 cabinet ministers. Now, granted, I've never been a cabinet minister, so I don't have any inside expert knowledge, but tell you what, I'm going to give it a go anyway. And I reckon we could go really hardcore and have a prime minister with two deputy prime ministers reporting to the PM. And those two deputies would have all the other ministers reporting to them. And I would streamline the total number of ministers generally within the areas of law and order, finance, defence and security, health and social services, education and the arts. So that's just a rough example of my streamlined cabinet. Certainly wouldn't be of the same or to the extent that it is now with those numbers. But Seymour, he's not just having a go at the number of cabinet ministers, he's also got the number of government departments and agencies in his line of sight, and I do know a thing or two about them because in previous lives I've worked at a few and they are monsters. David Seymour, he's describing them as, quote, bureaucratic beasts, but I would describe government departments and agencies, how would I describe them? Here you go, beastly spaghetti junctions. And that's just what it's like inside these departments, let alone what happens between them. Because despite politicians talking about these departments being, quote, all of government, they're not. This is the theoretical idea that all government departments get on swimmingly. And they all talk to each other about everything, and they're all best mates. And because of that, us taxpayers get the best bang for our buck. It's not like that. Not like that at all. They work in silos. They compete with each other for funding. They don't talk to each other. I mean, one great thing the government has done to try and sort out the shambles is in the area of weather forecasting. NIWA and Met Service, they aren't government departments exactly, but they are state-owned enterprises. And Simeon Brown, we announced it a few weeks back, but that they're going to be merged, which makes perfect sense. And that is what we need to see more of, much more of. Examples. Do we need a Ministry of Education and an Education Review Office? I don't think so. Do we need a Ministry of Justice and a Department of Corrections? Possibly not. Do we need a Department of Conservation and a Ministry for the Environment? See what I mean? I could go on. So I'm right with David Seymour. And I reckon we would all be winners with less cabinet ministers and less government departments and agencies. But what do you think? Well, call me right now and tell me. Our number here at News Talk ZB is 0800 80 10 80.